Hi, I'm Stephanie Lemick, and this is Building Trauma-Informed Workplaces. I am taking a break from our regular scheduled program to offer a special episode this week to talk specifically about post-election self-care. We've talked this season on the podcast about navigating election anxiety, and after the results of the election last week, here in the US, I think it's evident that a lot of people are working through navigating their own experiences, grief, fear, anxiety through the election and the results. Regardless of your political beliefs or feelings, you may be having some significant reactions to the election results. If you are a member of a marginalized community, if you are Black, if you're a person of color, if you are a member of the LGBTQIA+ community, immigrant community, you have friends, family members, loved ones who are immigrants, there are some policies that have been put forth by this newly elected administration that are concerning and that can be leaving you fearful. So I would say that fear is real. I don't want to diminish those feelings, those emotions at all. And we have experienced a Trump administration previously, and we've experienced kind of the good, the bad, the ugly that comes along with that. So certainly want to leave space, acknowledge that people are afraid, and many people have good reason to be feeling afraid. I highly recommend, if you are one of those people, making sure you're prioritizing your safety, making sure you're prioritizing your mental health. And certainly if you're able, make sure you're reaching out to professionals. If you have access to a therapist, highly recommend that. Certainly you can also always reach out to 988. Which provides resources, crisis hotline, and also there is the crisis. You can reach the crisis text line by texting HOME to 741741, and you can reach a volunteer crisis counselor. There are resources if you are really struggling. Please make sure and take advantage of those. I also want to make sure and not invalidate the experience, the grief, the fear that's going on. I certainly don't have all the answers, but I do want to offer some thoughts, some approaches to self-care for our listeners as we navigate the days and weeks ahead. And so one thing that I've picked up on and I've noticed within my communities is there's a lot of catastrophizing happening post-election. And it can be easy to do. Certainly can appreciate that. Also, as someone who does live with generalized anxiety disorder, catastrophizing sometimes is very easy to do. It can also be really unhelpful in terms of our own mental health and in terms of taking meaningful action when we look at supporting ourselves, supporting our family, our loved ones, and our communities in a meaningful way in these next few weeks, months, years. So a few things I want to offer, a few tips for you to consider, you to think about as we move forward, is just some thoughts on managing your own reactions, managing yourself, managing your emotional state and capacity. And the first thing I'll offer is to consider limiting media consumption. Perhaps it's time to take a social media break. Perhaps it's time to limit the media you are engaging with. It could be just setting boundaries around specific times that you check the news rather than constantly scrolling. Or perhaps, if you normally watch the news every evening while you cook dinner, I know I do that, maybe switching and moving to listening to music instead. This doesn't mean you have to be uninformed. It's really just managing how much you take in information. You can also curate the accounts you follow if you don't want to completely check out of social media. a cute dog video does my heart good sometimes. So make sure you unfollow or mute accounts that are amplifying your stress in this moment. And as much as you can, when it comes to news, when we're, you know, in a moment where we're more likely to catastrophize, this is a great time to focus on more reliable, balanced sources to get our information from. The next tip is to focus on what you can control. Obviously, the results of the election and what's going to happen next is largely out of our control. There will be things that happen that likely many of us will not like or agree with. It's important that we recognize what is in and what is not in our control. So if you can, this is a place where you can take action. You can make sure you're engaging in your local communities, volunteering, donating money to initiatives and things that you help. This is also something where thinking about what you can control is also boundaries around conversations you're willing to have or what you're willing to engage in. So if you are not interested in engaging in political conversation with your friends or family, you can set limits, you can change the subject, you can simply say, you know, hey, I'm not in a space where I want to do this right now. This can be really important, especially as we approach the holidays, where we may be spending time with family members who may not have the same political beliefs or priorities as us. Having a game plan on how we'll approach these situations can be really helpful, help us in the moment, and also help minimize any anxiety we may have coming forward. Next is think about grounding yourself in the present. This is a great moment. If you are doom scrolling on Instagram, it might be a good moment to take a step back and maybe try practicing some mindfulness. It could be as simple as some deep breathing techniques. Box breathing is a favorite of mine. You could try some grounding exercises. I love 5-4-3-2-1 as a great grounding exercise. Easy to do, very accessible. Or a quick meditation, go for a walk, get some time to work out. Maybe you just want to read something escapist. Take a moment and reduce those spiraling thoughts. Catastrophizing, fixating on potential worst case scenarios, more likely than not, is not going to help you in this moment. It's not going to help any of the communities you're seeking to support long term as well. Journaling can also be another great way to kind of get those worries down on paper and then challenge them with facts and positive reframes. It could also help you put fears into perspective. It also may be helpful if you're having a hard time really just fixating on the negative. Certainly, we acknowledge the negative. We don't want to lean into toxic positivity here, but it could be a great opportunity to practice some gratitude as well. You know, what is going right? Maybe jot down two or three things that are working well or going well for you in your life currently. Another great kind of self-care thing to do is stay active. Exercise, even a short walk, can help reduce anxiety and really make a difference. Also, engaging in hobbies that you enjoy can be a really powerful way to recharge and engage in a distraction so you're not kind of constantly fixating on the news, on social media, on what's going on, and having a place to find joy, which is so important for all of us, especially in really challenging times. We all know how important community is. This is a moment to lean on those trusted friends, family members for support. If there is someone who has the space that you trust, you can definitely share your concerns with that person. You can have discussions, kind of co-regulate with them. But then also make sure you understand those boundaries. Not all of us have kind of unlimited capacity to have these conversations. And if you're continuing to spiral, it really could be an opportunity to tap in professional help to really help you navigate some of these feelings. Make sure you're practicing self-compassion. This one's super important. It's okay to not be okay. It can feel like we need to be tough. We need to show up. We need to take action in this moment. And for many of us, we are still processing. This is a deeply personal election for many people. The election results may be very surprising for many people. So make sure you're practicing self-compassion and make sure you're taking time to acknowledge and feel your feelings. It's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel grief. Sometimes just by simply acknowledging it and sitting in this, it can really help reduce its intensity. And then from there, focus on the action that you can take and what you can contribute and kind of put that forward and look for opportunities for resilience. I mean, I want to offer an obvious caveat here, you know, as a cisgender white woman talking about, you know, leaning into resilience, that is one thing for me to say. It is certainly a different experience for individuals who are more directly impacted by some of the proposed policies and beliefs kind of going out there. Also lean into how you can help and support the communities you are a part of and be an ally to communities who may be at risk for harm as well. So I think that, you know, that resilience is important. Action is also very important and meaningful here. Feeling that you are contributing, that you're supporting is great. So make time, make space to do that. Y'all, I know this is a challenging moment. I personally had a very difficult time in 2016 during the first Trump election. It led to what I can only describe is a significant mental health challenge that I had in my adult life. And so I certainly can relate to and empathize with individuals who are struggling right now. I hope you know you're not alone. I hope you are able to take the space that you need, and I hope you're able to access resources and get help. I know this is not what many of us wanted, but I am hopeful that we can focus on a productive path forward and take action to make sure we're doing what we're committed to doing in the workplace, but also beyond, and being trauma-informed, avoiding re-traumatizing survivors, and minimizing harm. Sometimes it's really tough, especially when we're presented with big challenges, but I still believe that we have the power to do so. Thank you so much for making time and listening in. Thank you for your commitment to a more trauma-informed world. We will be back to regular scheduled programming next week. And until next time, be well.